just in. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cava Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cava Radio.
That time of year. At this point, I feel really tiny because the chairs here in the station have sort of shrunk away. So what we heard there was Ralph Carney, and that was the Solstice song, which has been kicking around for years. Though unfortunately, I can't figure out how long since there's no real record. The internets have led me astray. The song's actually available on his Bandcamp, but the release date says December 25th, 2010. Carney is primarily known for playing the saxophone and the clarinet, but he collects a lot of other unusual and obscure instruments. And he, in part, founded the Akron, Ohio-based Tin Huey, and that's part of the same scene that Devo and Pear Ubu came from. And if you got a strong Tom Waits vibe off that song, that's in part due to a long-standing role in Waits' music since he's been a collaborator for a while. And Carney is also uncle to the drummer from the Black Keys. And in the background, this is from Norway, Remington Super 60. And this is Wintertime off your 2007 Christmas EP. So good evening. This is Exploding Head Movies, your cinematically inspired program here on UBC's seasoned community radio station CITR, 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. And I'm Gak, and I'll be fa-la-la-la-lying until 9 p.m. here. Phone number for the station is 604-822-2487. You can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. So, next Monday, this station will be closed, so this will be the final episode of 2010. So it is time to dig up all the wonderful holiday music. However, as is my wont, we'll be avoiding the typical carols that have been played to death since, Remembrance Day or so. If you've been lucky, the relentless onslaught of sleigh bells. But we'll have a few movie cues tonight, a little bit of a Finnish carol primer. Thanks via Kellerisa. And we're going to have a profile about holiday music from jail. But the big news as of late is Captain Beefheart, who tragically passed away at the age of 69 last week. And Ralph Garney actually did have an affiliation with him, and Beefheart was credited with a bit of work with Carney there, and he also changed Tom Waits' music from the 70s, that hipster flair, into a bit more of his prophetizing junkyard style. Beefheart was born Bon Vong of Liat. He went to school with Frank Zappa, and they picked up their interest in music for that way. And inspired that way, he came up with his 1969 album Trout Mask Replica, which was a revolutionary work that astounds and confounds listeners to this day, but based on like the weird discipline behind it, his like Howling Jack impersonation, and the weird elements that came into it. Honestly, this album stands up phenomenally. I remember when I first listened to it about 8 years ago, I'm like, I couldn't wrap my head around it, but unfortunately with his passing, I sort of gave the album a spin again, and wow, a fantastic bit of work. We could go definitely into greater detail, but that's really sadly exceeds the scope of tonight. But from his 1972 album, The Spotlight Kid, this is Captain Beefheart, and I think the Magic Band helped out with here as well. There ain't no Santa Claus on the evening stage.
Santa Claus on the evening stage. They know where to pull the curtain and hide from hunger's rage. There ain't no town to stop in. There ain't no time to stop in. There ain't no straw for my horse. There ain't no straw for my bed. There ain't no comfort in cold boat. There ain't no room or food for my stomach. And someday I'm gonna be sick. 'Cause I gotta eat and drink and breathe and sleep, and I'm asleep. Down in Harmony's Grotto, there was soul dying and leaving every second on the evening stage. There's a soul dying and rotten and picking some new kind of cotton with his fingers broken in his heart back and forgotten. And there ain't no Santa Claus on the evening stage.
Found some solace in the season of Yule. reason is all the more reason to cry.
I put on my mittens, one green and one red, and I walk alone where they bury the dead. The snow falls as I grieve. It's a gothic death rock Christmas Eve.
The bottle is empty, the sleigh has a flat, the stripper in my bed is ugly and fat, her tassels are tangled, and what's worse, my jingle won't jangle.
This time of the year makes me sick to my guts.
All this good cheer is a pain in the nuts.
When it's your career to be down in the dumps, tidings of comfort and joy really suck.
Is pulling my leg.
This thing we call Christmas is a sorry black plague.
This holiday season
is all the more reason. All the more reason to die.
Those two sounded like two people we know dearly, but that actually was originally found on a Georgian, the state of Georgian holiday compilation. Boy, get that stuck in your mouth. But it's a bit more readily found on the compilation called The Mother of All Flagpole Christmas Albums, and that was Porn Orchard with This Holiday Season. And they're from Athens, Georgia, home to B-52's REM Pylon and Neutral Milk Hotel. Loads more from that fine town. And the flagpole is the local free magazine there. But most people on the internet, on the first peer-to-peer networks, that track was defined as Christmas Sucks, attributed to Tom Waits and Peter Murphy of Killing Joke due to the vocalist styles of Porn Orchard. They really played up the vocalists that they do sound like. And yes, full hilt there. In the background, we have a bit from 1981 here. Mostly we know Michael Nyman for scores like The Piano and other things like that. From 1981, this is called Cream or Christians. This appeared on a Belgian compilation called Chantons Noël, Ghosts of Christmas Past, featuring an anthology of new wave seasonal music. And we're going to be featuring a little bit of German new wave later on after our big prison set there. We'll sort of stick around with like crazy songs here. And next up is The Cartridge Family. They're from North Carolina, and this track appears on the Suburban Sprawl's 2005 compilation. And Suburban Sprawl is a Detroit-based label that always comes up with some quality festive gems. So here is The Cartridge Family with Frosty the Freemason. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver.
Snowman named Frosty. He's actually a Sonic guy. to ego.
Pacific Theater and Midnight Theater Collective present Lucia Frangioni's Christmas on the Air, directed by Shel Piercy. Christmas on the Air is a family-friendly, nostalgic romp set in a fictitious Vancouver radio studio on Christmas Eve of 1949 during a live broadcast. Opening night is Friday, December 10th, and the show runs Wednesday through Saturday until January 1st, 2011. Showtime is 8 p.m., with Saturday matinees starting at 2 p.m. For tickets and more information, call the Pacific Theater box office at 604-731-5518 or visit pacifictheater.org.
Santa dogs at Jesus' feet, the Santa dogs at Jesus' feet, the Santa dogs at Jesus' feet, there's no presents in the future.
In the future.
There's the Residents with Santa Dog 78, which had also the title of Fire. And there's been at least four different versions of a Santa Dog, which are all conveniently collected on the Santa Dog 88 single, since Santa Dog is I think first came out in 72, but it's sort of popped up every year since then. And the Residents are a trio of anonymous American artists specializing in avant-garde music and multimedia presentations. And they're still active to this day. They're opening for Primus on a European tour that starts December 30th. You're listening to GAC here. This is Exploding Head Movies on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is our holiday episode. Feel festive now. We'll have a couple fresh tracks here now. We'll start off with Beach House, and the Baltimore duo have had a phenomenal year. Early in January, February, they released Teen Dreams through Sub Pop. And this summer and autumn, they've managed to tour with Vampire Weekend, Grizzly Bear, and they gained fans like Jay-Z, as there was like a video posted of him bopping, doing what his thing is. And for Christmas, they released a song last week for free, easy to download. Although I have to say that the title doesn't really fit in with what you'd expect for a Vancouver winter. But here's Beach House with I Do Not Care for the Winter Sun.
Thank you.
from New York. That was the Crystal Stilts there with Practically Immaculate. That's a new song from them, since they've had relatively quiet 2010, aside from a 7-inch. And the good news is that as part of Practically Immaculate, it's coming from the same sessions as music from their upcoming sophomore album. That'll be the sequel to 2008's A Light of Night. Although at this point, we don't really have a timeline for when that album will be out yet. It's almost 8 o'clock here, and let's sneak in this song before the top of the hour. And this features Amy Mann and her then-husband, I believe, or current husband. I am not here to make or break things, but yes, Michael Penn. And the affiliation with Paul Thomas Anderson, the director, is associated with John Bryan. John Bryan used to be in Amy Mann's early solo work, but he helped score Paul Thomas Anderson's first film with Michael Penn, and that would be 1996's Hard Eight. And, of course, Amy Mann worked with both John Bryan and Paul Thomas Anderson for 1999's Magnolia. But from Hard Eight, there was no actual soundtrack released for this album, so it appeared on a Geffen compilation called Just Say Noel. Here's Amy Mann and Michael Penn with Christmas Time.
Should know it is
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's like having a clown in your head.
The birds chirping there. Are they telling you that Sandy's going on her way? Yes, that does not sound like anybody you know. No, not at all. That was Magnetic Fields there off this year's album, Realism. And that's Everything is One Big Christmas Tree. This is Stephen Merritt's companion album to 2008's Distortion, although in contrast to that sort of Jesus and Mary Chain, shoegaze vibe. This is the folk album, even though I think there's still a little bit of sampling going on there. But this is part of the No Synth Trilogy. 2004's The Letter I started it off. And Stephen Merritt's been definitely have a higher profile this year, mostly due to the documentary film Strange Powers that was made for him, since he was the subject. So you're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Gak. It's all holiday music here. It is in celebration of the birth of baby Jesus. For those of you pagans, of course, it is Saturnalia. Solstice is tonight. Don't forget, if the clouds manage to part, there will be a blood-red moon, as it is a lunar eclipse at the same time. But instead of being all cheery, just like a Tijuana Brass here, let's think about those people who are celebrating Christmas in prison. So I've sort of collected a little bit of music like this in the past little while. Just because it's a bit of an idiosyncratic theme. I mean, last year my holiday theme was basically about sad country songs and whatnot, but this time around, it's not going to be the full episode, just because, you know, it a little gets overbearing. But we'll start things off with Wesley Willis. He's a Chicago busker, painter, drawer. Fortunately, he passed away in 2003. Complications, I think, from schizophrenia or pneumonia or something like that. But his music, I guess best termed as like Cassiopunk, worked wonderfully as therapy. So from his Greatest Hits, Volume 1 from 1995, this is Wesley Willis with Kris Kringle, Was a Car Thief.
Rock and roll song with the star Kris Kringle at the party. beat a married truck from a house. He used his screwdriver to give me the lock. After that, he didn't jump into the stolen car and started up the motor. He drove away the stolen car and hopped a suit. Kris Kringle, Kris Kringle, Kris Kringle, Kris Kringle, Kris Kringle was a car thief. Kris Kringle sped down West Fullerton Avenue near the Hawkins Street looking for the curse. He was fired while in the throttle. When the Chicago police officers spotted the stolen Maverick as it zoomed past them, they turned on their siren. Then they went after the beat-up stolen Maverick. Kris Kringle, Kris Kringle, Kris Kringle, Kris Kringle, Kris Kringle was car thief.
I screwed Christmas in prison, and the food was real good. We had turkey and pistols carved out of wood. And I dream of her always, even when I don't dream. Her name's on my tongue, and her blood's in my strength. Wait a while, eternity. Oh, my nature's got nothing on me. Sweetheart, we're blowing by God. She reminds me of a chess game with someone I admire, or a picnic in the rain after a prairie fire. Her heart is as big as this whole goddamn jail, and she's sweeter than saccharin at a drugstore sale. Wait a while, eternity. Old Mother Nature's got nothing on me. Come to me now, we're rolling, my sweetheart, we're flowing by God. Searchlight in the big yard swings round with the gun, and spotlights, snowflakes like the dust in the sun. It's Christmas in prison, there'll be music tonight. I'll probably get homesick, I'll love you, good night. Wait a while, eternity. Oh, my nature's got nothing on me. Come to me, run to me, come to me now. We're rolling, my sweetheart, we're flowing back on.
Morning.
Good day to you, sir. Hey, wait a minute, what the hell?
CITR would like to thank everyone who donated their time, love, and money to Fund Drive 2010. The money raised goes directly into the operating costs of keeping our station on the air. Thanks to all of your generous donations, we're able to continue bringing you a diverse array of programming that includes music of every conceivable style and genre, thought-provoking and informative spoken word programming, independent news, local arts and festival coverage, multicultural programming you won't find anywhere else in Vancouver, not to mention our fabulous publication, Discorder Magazine. To thank you for your donation, we have prizes that are waiting for you here. If you have not yet picked up your prizes, now is the time. Come down to CITR World Headquarters in room 233 of the Student Union Building on UBC campus between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday to Friday.
All right, let's go to the bank.
Pay your pledge. Get your prizes. It's that simple.
It is quite simple. And we won't have little children assault you and get for payment that way at the World Headquarters. We started off with Wesley Willis, with Chris Kingle, Was a Car Thief. Then we heard a Tejano artist, a little bit, Tex-Mex there, Dean Acevedo. And that's from his 2003 album, Shikali, and that was Jail for Christmas. And, of course, if you're doing Christmas in prison, you do have to include John Prine there. You can find that off the 1973 album, Sweet Revenge. Although any compilation of Prine's Worth Its Salt should have that as well, too. And, yeah, let's keep up that prison theme. Did I not have some music queued up? I done did. Yeah. This is a Michigan self-professed music nerd by the name of Adam Kempa. And we heard something before from the Suburban Sprawl compilation, but this is from the 2008 one. This is just called Jailhouse Angels. We'll stick with a cheeky vibe here, but we'll actually get a little bit more into the vintage styles of what Christmas in prison would be like. Although, of all things, we're going to do a couple DC bands. They're sort of revivalists in a retro honky-tonk way. And of all things, Honky Tonk Confidential actually has a CBS News affiliation in that some of the songs are written by some of the anchor people for things like Meet the Press. Just, you can tell how they cut loose. So from the 2006 album, Who Gets the Fruitcake This Year? This is Honky Tonk Confidential with Christmas Prison. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies.
I'm pacing the floor. Got rocks in my head. I wish I was dead. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more. I was in the wrong lane, feeling no pain. Moving out at 79. I run into
I could cross a crooked line. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, singing in the street while all my friends are having Christmas dinner. Give me bread and water to eat. Oh, Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail. I wore my shoes up pacing the floor. Got rocks in my head, I wish I was dead. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more. Alan Oreski. Happy New Year, singing in the street while all my friends are having turkey dinner. They give me bread and water to eat. Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail. I wore my shoes off pacing the floor. Got rocks in my head, I wish I was dead. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more.
With Honky Tonk Confidential, And Christmas Prison, then another band from D.C., which is the all-new genetically altered jug band. And I think that's from 2008, and that was called Christmas in Jail. And then we went all the way back to 1929. That was Leroy Carr. He grew up in Indianapolis as a blues singer piano when he wasn't a Prohibition bootlegger. And from the compilation called Penitentiary Blues, Songs to Do Hard Times By, that was Leroy Carr with Christmas in Jail, Ain't That a Pain. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in the Vancouver area. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. You can see the entire schedule there. You can click on the links in the schedule or schedule to bring up the podcast links where you can get, at this point now, I think at least the past 100 episodes of any show. Or if not, I may have set that limit since I tend to be verbose in the podcast listings here. This is Gak. We've got another half hour of Christmas music. But we're going to veer away from prison at this point now. And maybe some people that should belong in prison. And FUBAR 2, Giving Her Again, that wonderful Alberta banger kind of mock documentary that came out earlier this year. And the band Nightseeker features Diener, who is part of the film. Mikey Heppner is part of the Priestess. And some guest stars, including like Justin Hawkins from The Hot Darkness. All produced by Ian Blurton of Change of Heart. So we're going to do some two. Diener and Terry probably running their mouth off a bit. Then Let's Go Santa. And if we're thinking metal, there's one cinematic band to pay attention to, which should be obvious. Diener says some bad words here, so pay attention.
A bull is the fucking just way of murdering an animal.
You got one shot. That's click, true. Click. Bang, bang, motherfucker.
Just a little more gas. Santa's on a mission. You know he's This is Spinal Tap, wishing you and yours the most joyous of holiday seasons.
God bless us,
everyone.
Receding into the distance there. That was a Spinal Tap. Of course, you spell that with a double dot on the N and no dot on the I, because it might be over the A instead, too. So that is off of This is Spinal Tap, which was the soundtrack to the 1984 film. And that was Christmas with the Devil. That actually appeared as a bonus track. Didn't actually appear on the original soundtrack at all, but definitely was in the film. Of course, we know it with Michael McKean, Christopher Guest, and Harry Shearer, as sort of a spoof on like Iron Maiden and their adventures at the time. And they're still actually touring to this day. And the best part, too, is that all three of those impersonate something called the Folksmen, which, same guys, except they're mocking folk music, sort of the folk trios of the time. You may have seen them in A Mighty Wind. Cunning combination, folk and metal and laughter. Things that don't really go that well together. But you think about all the amalgams of what's happened with Christmas traditions now as we take saints and reindeer and trees, all the old Yule traditions, mix it with Christian and whatever new adaptations sort of come up along the way here. In the background, we're listening to something called Thelonious Octopus. This guy used to actually run the 12 Months of Christmas blog, although in the past year or so, that's really diminished as of late, which is a shame because it had a collection of wonderful music there. Non-traditional, highly traditional, and just very rare, obscure holiday music. But he actually came out with his own music, and this is called Christmas Quiet. He made some tapes in the mid-90s, and he actually released a couple CDs. This segues nicely into these next two songs, fairly short. This appeared on the 1980 German New Wave compilation called Denk daran. I still have to look up what that means. It's through the Neue Deutsche Welle label, and some great stuff here. Unfortunately, I can't really tell you much about these artists, but from Dusseldorf, these guys released a couple albums. I should definitely say Dusseldorf as opposed to Dusseldorf. It sounds wrong. So this is Krux with, was it Zweifigfem Dezember, or whatever the German is for the 24th day of December. We'll be right back.
Wartet mal, wer jetzt kommt.
The nights are long, on wet and cold streets I'm afraid. Afraid of myself, afraid of the cold, afraid of my feelings. Just for me alone, just for me alone.
What's left for me then?
Around me, the only reason to be together. The pretty lights, shining on faces, full of horror, full of pain. Empty masks are all that remain, of the dreams of winter. People who love me, live for this time, live in this time. Time to understand and time to try, but I'm afraid. Afraid 'cause I see what is around, everywhere. I can't escape to other people, I just stay. Stay by myself, alone.
Hello.
Feast of love, feast of love. It was so terrible. Will it be the same again? Will it be like before?
Never.
Alone?
Never.
Till winter it's storm. Will you be with me then?
I will.
Or must I again? Pretend movements when I'm just frozen. Come on, let's make love. Come on, let's make love. Come on, let's make love.
Come a little closer.
And in the background, the man coughing and the girl trying to seduce him in different languages. That's not mean themselves. Exactly. This is called Frozen, and this is found off the Denk Durang 1980 compilation. Denk Durang is German for remember, and this is all I can tell you about that act. But it's well worthwhile. You can probably find the MP3 somewhere. Mutant Sounds blog had a wonderful entry there. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here, coming up a little bit of Finnish music. But first, what do you expect next week?
I'll say we are.
Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin.
Okay.
Happy holidays from the staff and volunteers here at CITR. To allow us to fully experience our respective turkey comas, play with our new toys, and return the sweaters that we realize don't fit us, we're going to alter the programming for a few days. Beginning at high noon on December 24th, we'll be broadcasting a 72-hour mix of Christmas and holiday music and spoken word programming unlike anything you've ever heard. Like Santa's elves, we've worked tirelessly and without overtime pay to assemble this seasonal miracle. Let us fill you with holiday cheer. 72 hours of holiday cheer, beginning at 12 noon on December 24th. Happy holidays from the whole gang at CITR 101.9 FM.
Let's sing it again.
Yeah, let's sing it again.
What do you mean overdo it?
We want to sing it again.
Yeah, great. Why can't we sing it again?
Yes, the robot mix will be coming in next week. It will be a wonderful time. You can celebrate your holidays in the best way possible. Of course, most of us actually honestly would like to be at the station secluded and programming what whimsy we have for 72 hours as we're secluded. Hopefully, one day we might have a 24-hour studio. But realistically, you know what? We need a little bit of a break. We need to start chill out. maybe answer the phone once the next song kicks in. In the background, we have Servotron. And these guys were from Athens, Georgia. And this appeared on the single There Is No Santa Claus. And this wonderful cut is called Death to the Sugar Plum Fairy. But we're going to go now with a little bit of Finnish music here. And by a little bit, I mean just like little excerpts here. Local girl Kalarissa, which is the alias of Larissa Laiva. She came up with a 2005 home-recorded album, which she called Lumi Hankala, which means snow difficulties. And it features a whole bunch of excerpts of, or at least little bits of home-recorded Finnish songs. So we're going to listen to four of them, and they're going to go over pretty quickly here. And we're going to start off with one of the staples, which is translates from Finn as, when will it be Christmas? So here's Kalarissa with Koska Meillä on Joulu. You're listening to CITR Vancouver.
Koska meillä on joulu, juhla armas lapsien, eikä rasita koulu, syyt on olla iloinen.
Whiskey kuuluu, miltä ruoka maistaa. Sitten leikki tellen kusen alla, kusen alla, kunnes päivä koittaa taivahalla, taivahalla. Tip tap, tip tap, tipe tipe tip tap, tip tip tap. Hiljaa hiipi juokko varpahillan, kotikolloi hinsa alle sillan, alle sillan. Tip tap, tip tap, tipe tipe tip tap, tip tip tap.
All right, there are four, count them, four Finnish Christmas songs there by Kela Rissa. We start off with Koska meillä on joulu, then it's the joulupuu on rakennettu, which means the Christmas tree is being put together. Then there's Kilise, Kilise, Tukulnen, which means ring, ring, ring the bells. And then that last bit there was Tontojen Joulu Yö, which deals with what the elves do on Christmas Eve. Finland celebrates Christmas on Christmas Eve itself. The president issues the Christmas peacetime message at noon. Then everyone goes home from work. They have a sauna. There's a whole bunch of other stuff. And Santa Claus, actually, or Joulupukki, comes to your door directly and tells the kids outright who's been bad and who's been good. Who's been good gets presents. Who's been bad, hopefully they like coal, straw, stones, things like that. You know, it's almost like approaching like a combination of what Krampus and the modern day Santa Claus are. But next year, the Krampus will make its return. You're listening to CITR here. We have a few minutes left and we still have four songs to play, but the past 90 minutes have sailed by pretty quickly. We'll stick with the Canadian bit here. And this comes from last year's The Eggnog Experience compilation, which Metal Beast they filmed here at CITR, the story about a radio station during Christmas time. And this features local band Basketball. So this is Zima Dodje, which I think is vaguely Croatian, perhaps Polish, but it stands for Winter's Come. Thank you.
must your light like mine be hidden, your young life like mine be wasted, in dark and ruined in my own.
And that was Abby Grange. Some serious reverb there with one of those austere takes of In the Bleakwood Midwinter. And you can find that on the Get the Behind Me Santa compilation, which came out in 2002 through Puppy Dog Records. And then we'll listen to Mr. Dorgon here a bit as he smashes some Christmas baubles. He's a very experimental musician here. This you can find on MySpace. And one thing I always preferred about Christmas is the idea was a really stark British-style church hymns where it just seems that it's colder than winter itself. But we've run pretty much out of time here, so I was going to close off with one other track here, but we might as well jump into something that segues nicely into the jazz show with Gavin Walker, and that'll be featuring Sun Ra, although it's part of one of his side projects from a 1961 single. The band is called The Qualities, and the song is simply called Happy New Year to You. And that's it for Exploding Head Movies for the year 2010. And if you missed any of this week's episodes or any of the previous year, you just go to CITR.ca, download MP3s at whim, and go from there. So, as mentioned earlier, there'll be no show next week since UBC will be closed for the holidays. But the robotic holiday music mix will kick in, and I'll be back January 3rd if they'll let me into the building somehow. And we'll see what 2011 holds for us, and we'll have some Bruno Nicolai. So on behalf of myself, Gak, here, and Exploding Head Movies, and CITR 101.9 FM in general, I wish you a happy holidays. Merry Christmas for those of you who are celebrating it right now. Happy solstice for those of you who had a good Hanukkah season, for Kwanzaa coming up. But Hyvää joulua, hyvää uutta vuotta, for friends in Scotland, happy Hogmanay. So the rest of you, all the best in the new year, and take care of yourselves. And watch out, I think this just keeps going on for a while.
Happy New Year's to
Happy
you.
Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's to you.
Happy New Year's to you.
Happy New Year's to you.
May your days be bright. May your troubles be light. Throughout this wonderful year.
Everybody.
Throughout this wonderful year.
To all your friends, let's smile and grin.
Let's make this a wonderful year.
Everybody.
Let's make this a wonderful year. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year's to you.
Happy New Year's to you. May your day
be bright. May your trouble be light. Throughout this wonderful year.
Everybody.
Throughout this wonderful year.
Happy New Year's to you.
Throughout this wonderful year.
Happy New Year's to you.
Throughout this wonderful year.
Happy New Year's to you.
You are listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9 or on the web www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker coming right up.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-dee-doo-doo-wee.
ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-wee.